Now let's look at a SWOT and PEST matrix, which will help you with the examine stage of your strategy creation. A SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's used to assess the current position of your organization or network. SWOTs help you make the most of what you've got, especially in terms of skills and resources. So, strengths. For networks, you might want to consider not only what your strength and USP is as an organization, but what strengths you have as a network, such as lived experience, passion for change, and a highly engaged membership. Also, try to imagine what other people in the organization think are your strengths. Or don't imagine, ask them. Weaknesses? What could you improve? Do you lack certain resources, like time to devote to network activities? What do others think your weaknesses are? It could be clarity of purpose or sheer numbers. Opportunities. What opportunities are open to you? Are there trends in your industry or in D&I or the media you could use to your advantage? Are you getting more support from your sponsors right now? How do your strengths come into play to make your vision a reality? Threats. What threats could hinder your activities as a network? Is there a problem in the education system, for example, which challenges your drive to diverse recruitment? Or do competitors have a stronger brand when it comes to inclusion? Is there a pandemic? A PEST analysis stands for political, economic, sociocultural, and technological. It's used to identify business or personal opportunities, and it's particularly good at times of change, so that you can go with the direction of that change rather than against it. This may help you to avoid or abandon projects that are likely to face an uphill struggle or failure. It's also useful in gaining an objective view of your work environment when you enter a new location. Fill out the sections just like you would with a SWOT analysis. Are there any political factors which are likely to affect your activities? For example, lockdown and service restrictions, environmental issues, changes to equality laws, corporate social responsibility, or pay gap reporting. Economic? How stable are the economics that affect you? Will it affect your network budgets, or your network members personally, or your end customers? How about globally? Sociocultural? Does engagement with your activities change generationally? Does social mobility affect your members' likelihood to be involved with your network? What are the prevailing social attitudes across different office locations, and are there any recent changes that might affect this? How are protected characteristics treated legally in the countries that your organization spans? And technological. Are you using your existing technology infrastructure to its fullest? Are there any new technologies that you could be using? What do other organizations use, both within your industry and beyond? What needs are not currently being met by your technology? Once you've identified what changes are at the forefront of these themes, it's time to brainstorm the opportunities that these might bring, leading to ideas for innovation or the threats that might occur, meaning you can offer advice or support to mitigate negative effects. Try this on your worksheets. You may prefer to work with other members of your team. And once you've completed your SWOT and PEST, this can help you to explore specific actions you'd like to take as a network. Think creatively at this time and build up ideas before you return to evaluate which ones will have the most positive impact.